Welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast.
What does the word disruptive mean to you?
It means going beyond the ordinary, going beyond the status quo.
Not thinking in the conventional way, not just sort of following the herd.
Disruptive means shaking things up, you know?
Disruptive entrepreneur is somebody who sees the problem and embraces the problem with a new way.
Shake up and awakening.
Quality will take care of itself, and you'll go from being disruptive, but also profitable.
When you use your own reservoir of talent, when you love what you do, then you disrupt.
Mix it up, change it up, and dominate.
And now, your host, 8 times best-selling author and double world record holder, Rob Moore.
Hi, it's Rob here, and some people are going to consider this a rant. I consider this a fair warning. Won't take long, but I think you need to listen to this. So there are a lot of people out there that criticize other people. They criticize other businesses and brands and influencers as a way to elevate their own business or brand. They criticize others because they feel that they're right and they're wrong. And often, let's be honest, it kind of feels good in the moment, an emotional lash out to criticize others. Now, I'm a believer that criticism, ideally in the form of critical feedback, is vital for growth. So what I am not saying is always be nice and always treat others how you would want to be treated. I think that's a nice way to live your life, but this is not the message. But I just want to warn you that if you spend time and energy criticizing others, if you criticize others to elevate yourself, you are going to get exactly that back and more. Now, I believe that the world is a mirror, and the energy and the information and the conversation and the marketing that you put out will reflect directly back as a mirror to you. So if you criticize others, others will criticize you. If you lash out to others, others will lash out at you, and the world will be a mirror. Whereas if you focus on your own business, your own brand, your own mission and your own message, and you put that out to the world, you're going to attract the people that are attracted to that message. Now, I know sometimes it can feel cathartic and a release to have a bitch and a moan, you know, and a bit of a lash out at people. But think about this, and I'm surprised most people don't know this. You know when you see people bitching, moaning, criticizing, lashing out, fighting, picking fights, outing people. When you see people do that online or face to face, you cannot help but think, well, they'll probably do that to me. So actually, it's not an attractive quality, even if it's a cathartic quality. I remember I was recruiting for a PA and I had 2 people in final interview. And one I thought was okay, it was a bit of a risk to take her. And the other one spent the whole interview bitching about her previous boss. So it was a no contest. I was never going to hire someone that continually bitches about her boss, because actually half the things she bitched about, I probably thought, well, I could do that, or I could be like that, or I've done that before. And I knew in 6 to 12 months, that's exactly what she would be doing to me. That's what people will do to you if you do it to them. So yes, it's therapeutic, but I don't think it's good. So I want you to think about who you want to be and how you want to be known. And if you're strategic about that plan, your mission, your message, I think it probably doesn't serve you to criticize. I think if you need to criticize, you should do it in a balanced way, in a constructive way, in a fair way, and in an accurate way, and in an accurate way, and in a non-emotional way. And like I said, if you put that energy out to the world, you'll mostly get that energy back. Now, of course, you're always going to get critics. You're always going to get trolls. You're always going to get haters. But the best way to turn a critic into a hater is to criticize back. Have a couple of exercises for you. So the first thing then is to be constructive rather than critical. And the second thing is to do a little exercise. Call it the 30-day no bitch mode. You can be constructive about people. You can give them feedback. You can challenge them. But try and have 30 days where you cleanse yourself of all whinging, moaning, fighting, scrapping and bitchiness and getting personal and saying things that you would regret when you're not emotional. I think you'll really enjoy doing that. So to summarize then, if you criticize others, do not bitch and whinge and moan when you get criticized back. You get into this loop where you criticize people, they criticize you, you criticize back, and all of a sudden you're like a dog trying to chase its tail, and then you're 80 years old. It's also not good for you. Criticizing others, yes, it releases the emotion in the moment, but I think then there's guilt, there's often shame, there's often a worry about how they'll come back at you. And for me, a pet hate, and this is a personal thing, I'm just saying that I don't like it. I see a lot of people attacking other businesses and other brands and other business owners as a way to elevate themselves, when in fact they're doing the same, if not worse. And I just don't think that's the best. Going around picking fights with everyone just to try and get ahead in your world, I don't think that's productive for you. A lot of people don't see the consequence. They don't know what it means in 10 years when all the competition are against them, when everyone's going for them because they've been doing that for 10 years. So I guess it's a bit of a warning for the future. So I hope you found this rant, stroke, warning useful. Why don't we try this 30-day no bitch mode? See how you get on. Let me know how you're getting on in the communities. I'm on about day 50. And I've probably twice slipped, and I didn't really enjoy it, even though I did in the moment. I made a little pop about someone's haircut when I can't talk, and then didn't even feel good about saying something like that. So remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything. And if you listen to the podcast, you're listening to me here, and you're not on my live streams, then if you follow me on social media, Rob More Progressive, then you'll be getting these live on YouTube and on Facebook. It's Rob again, and this is a very important update about the new 8-day Make Cash Challenge and Supporters Week. So I launched my Facebook supporter program a few months ago. You pay a tiny subscription and you get new content, meetups, WhatsApp group access, Ask Me Anything Lives, and various other new or non-released supporters only content. And what I did about 2 months ago is we launched our very first challenge. Now, dozens of people made $5,000, $10,000, $15,000. The winner made £27,000 in cash, proven cash, not just invoices, cash, in 6 days. So coming very soon is the second cash challenge, which I've made 8 days and I've updated and improved and I've got a plan for. So if you want to jump in on that challenge and get the plan and be a bit early, you'll need to go to bit.ly/RobSupporter with a capital R. That's bit.ly/RobSupporter with a capital R. It's an unbelievable program for just literally a medium skinny cappuccino, extra shot with almond milk and not too much milk. It's exactly the same price as one of those. I've got £20,500 plus VAT of prizes I'm going to give away, including 6 month access to me on WhatsApp as a personal mentorship. So bit.ly/RobSupporter with a capital R, jump in on the program. And remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything.